This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The NFL season opens tonight, Ravens and the Broncos. But the NFL is dealing with new competition. Many fans are fine with the real football, but they've also been spending a lot of time and money in a kind of fantasy land where they create virtual teams using the players of their choice and use real game statistics to run simulations. Here to talk fantasy football and fantasy sports in general is Scott Minto, director of San Diego State University's Sports Business MBA. Morning, Mr. Minto.
Hi, David.
So this is an amazing case of the tail wagging the dog, watching guys playing football from some distance, whatever, but fake matchups of fantasy teams. Now, that's interactive. That's hands-on. It really has captured people's imagination.
You know, for some people, even the fake lineups and the fake teams that they create in leagues with their friends are even more important than the actual NFL teams themselves.
Now, there's a whole business and infrastructure built up around fantasy sports.
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, you have Yahoo is a major player in that space. In fact, they just did a sponsorship deal to sponsor the 49ers' new Levi's Stadium. So they're looking at having a fantasy football lounge in the stadium. ESPN's in the space. The NFL itself is in the space. So there's a lot of money to be made on advertisers and pay-per-click with people's eyeballs looking at those sites throughout NFL Sundays.
You mentioned the NFL. It's also a challenge for the NFL because sometimes if you're playing fantasy football, you might not actually have to plump for the cash to go to a real game.
It's made the home experience almost preferable for a lot of folks. So teams have had to integrate fantasy into the in-stadium experience, which means in a lot of cases, massive infrastructure rebuilds for Wi-Fi, and they have to really cater to what the fans are looking for.
And when you take a look at the cost of actually taking a couple family members to a real game, I saw one estimate about $500 a game. You can see why some people might want to stay home.
Yeah, I mean, these days you could buy a pretty sizable TV for that much. You really have a double-edged sword for teams that want to give fans the tools and access that they want to their fantasy teams and the other scores around the league, but they also want to create a home team experience. You don't want to go to a stadium where 60,000 people are staring at their screens.
And if you think about it, the interactivity of fantasy sports is something that the media more widely covets. I mean, network TV would love to have you at this level of interaction with some of the TV shows in prime time.
Absolutely. I mean, you see some of the more popular TV shows now pushing that second screen and trying to drive fans to Twitter, but the NFL has it built in.
So I have to ask, Scott, do you actually play fantasy sports?
Absolutely, David. I'm proud to say I'm in six different leagues right now this year and this season coming up.
Scott Minto at San Diego State University's Sports Business MBA program. Mr. Minto, thank you.
David, thank you so much.